Greetings, this is William Corey. What you are about to listen to are excerpts from a 55-minute motivational presentation which I was asked to make before a group of business people. The following will give you an idea of my speaking style, and although edited, should also provide you with some things to think about as well. Enjoy.
Our speaker for this afternoon knows the importance of what is communicated. As an accomplished speaker and entertainer, he's traveled across the southern portion of the United States, allowing others to, as he puts it, regain the magic of the hidden, of the forgotten, of life and the self. He is unique in his style of motivation and is not of the rah-rah variety, but a slow-driving force that compels his listeners to think and reevaluate where they are, what they are doing, and their connection to the rest of the world. Granted, the ideas and thoughts he presented may not be completely his own, but his presentation and take upon them are. I'm sure you'll find him and it to not only be memorable, but an amazing and thought-provoking experience. So without any further ado, please help me in welcoming William Corey.
Madam Chairperson and all those that are here today. In fact, raise your hand if you are here today. Now, I'm not saying that to be funny. It's actually a serious question. If you're like most people, even though your physical body may be here or wherever it is, chances are good that your spirit, your soul, your mind, your thoughts, or anywhere near where your body is. They're in the past, the home, the office, or somewhere in the future. I see a few of you nodding your heads out there, so you know what I'm talking about. You see it in yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, even around you when you're driving, walking through the mall, or doing your grocery shopping. So what happens? If you're like most people, you sit back and you wonder why very little ever seems to get accomplished. There are two realities in which we live. The first is the superficial reality, or as I like to call it, the reality of cues. This reality is shaped by our thoughts, family, culture, the people and groups who we choose to associate with. By existing in this reality, we pick up on these cues. And as such, we really don't listen, and we're unable to fully understand the messages, lessons, and knowledge that are constantly being communicated to us through our five senses. The second reality is a transcendental reality, comprised of universal and undeniable truths and facts. Our goal when looking at the two realities is not choosing one over the other, as much as it should be striking a balance between the two, as both are important. By finding that balance, by finding that understanding, we live in a world of understanding instead of a world of happenstance. Unfortunately, a lot of what we choose to accept as fact or truth may not be by choice, but in what we have been conditioned to accept as truth and fact. Cynthia Kersey, in her book Unstoppable, related a story of a college student named George. George had the habit of studying late into the night, which in turn led him into taking up the habit of arriving 20 minutes late for his classes. Upon arrival in the classroom, he quickly copied down the two math problems posted on the board, assuming that they were his homework assignment. But George was not limited to the knowledge that even Albert Einstein could not have solved these equations. He was not conditioned to the same rope and hitching post that others have been. And his fortitude in finding the solutions led to their being solved simply because he didn't know that he wouldn't or shouldn't be able to. Fortunately, the limitation this conditioning imposes is not a universal truth, but simply, more often than not, a state of mind. We've all heard that old chestnut, seeing is believing, but more often than not, for many, the reverse is true. i.e. believing, is seeing. And this is true especially when it comes to getting past the mental confines that we use to explain away our personal problems and or failures. In other words, for a change to occur in thought, life, or situation, it has to have, at some point, be proven to have occurred. And then, at that point, we, after seeing such a result, must choose to accept. This is something which I have been made acutely aware of within my own work, by helping others regain the magic within their own lives, the magic that they themselves possess. Motivation, despite what others may think, say, or do, cannot come from another. It only has one source. It can only spring from within yourself. So, here's the question. What motivates you? What gives you the drive, the desire to get up each day, go to work, and do your job? Okay, now we have a list of, let's say, what's this, about 15 things? Okay. Now, some of you may look at this and have heard what was shouted out, and you know instantaneously that it doesn't resonate with you, and that may have no bearing on your life. So you know they will not motivate you, not in the way that others might expect them to. In fact, such a list of motivation might be as varied and as different as each and every one of you sitting here this day. And what people don't grasp on all levels is that a company, a business, an employer, even your family and friends, can't be expected to know, just by looking at you, what motivates you. So what happens? If they want to motivate you, they look for things that they know they themselves are motivated by. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But what can be done to correct the situation? Again, motivation starts from the inside and starts with you, yourself. So, communicate. I hope you have enjoyed these excerpts, and I look forward to speaking to you in your group sometime in the near future. If you would like to find out more about me and my offerings, visit regainthemagic.com. That's regainthemagic.com. You have the power, you have the knowledge, you have perhaps for the first time started to hash out the root of what truly motivates you. You understand what you need to be successful. It's up to you. It always has been, and it always will be. Madam Chairperson.
And many thanks once again to William Corey. I was standing in the back after your presentation, and the buzz about your talk was just incredible. You gave us a lot to think about in regards to how we stifle ourselves and the methods of discovering what truly motivates. Thanks again, Mike.